The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory.
Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well, and it was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. And Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. And the Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." And Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself, with his children and with his flocks?" And Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." And the woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming to draw water." And Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come back." The woman answered and said to him, "I do not have a husband." Jesus answered her, "You are right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." And the woman said to him, "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain. But you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." And Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." And Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one speaking with you." At that moment, his disciples returned and were amazed that he was talking with a woman. But still, no one said, "What are you looking for?" or "Why are you talking with her?" The woman left her water jar and went into the town and said to the people, "Come see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ?" And they went out of the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." And so the disciples said to one another, "Could someone have brought him something to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, 'In 4 months the harvest will be here'? I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe for the harvest. The reaper is already receiving payment and gathering crops for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper can rejoice together. For here the saying is verified, that one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of their work." Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified, He told me everything I have done. When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there for 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Anybody else ready for a nap after that gospel? Welcome to Lent. This is when we have all of those really, really long gospel passages. And there's one tiny little line that seems to jump out of this gospel. And it's interesting because if you look at all the various translations, it's the same. "Come see a man who told me everything I have done." Now for another story. Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, there was a couple, and they had a child, their only child, and it was a boy. And the greatest desire of this couple was that their son would grow up to be a lover of God. And when the boy reached the age of wisdom, when he could read and write, 7, 8 years old, they gave him a book. The book was blank, and they told him, "Every time you sin, write it down." The book was never far from the boy. He always had it as he was growing up, had it when he met his wife, when they started a family, still with him when death was looming. When he was on his deathbed, crowded around him, his wife and all his children. And his oldest daughter asked him a question. "Father, we have to know. All our lives, we've seen you with this book. What in the world were you writing in that book?" And he said to her, "I have kept track of all my sins. I have written them down." And then he told her to go get the book. He told her where it was. So she went in the other room and found the book. She was amazed that it was only one book. She was expecting to find a bunch. So she brought the book back. And as she was there at the bedside, her father passed away. And she opened up the book. And there was only one page. One page had lines on it. And she looked at her mother for an explanation. And her mother told her, "When one has to keep track of one's sins, one is much more careful. Come see a man who told me everything that I have done." You know, for the most part, we do not live deliberate lives. We have our moments, but not all the time. We would rather not reflect on the morality of our choices, the repercussions of all of our actions. It's far easier living, not thinking. The woman at the well that we hear about in the gospel this morning is struck by that lesson. She will indeed live a new life, knowing that all of her actions have significance. Our lives, too, would be renewed if we were more thoughtful about each and every action. If, figuratively speaking, we carried around a book with us and noted each and every sin.